The New Science of Physical Health.
So in this episode about positive molecular and physiological health adaptations, the health adaptation that I want to examine, it's just, this one blows my mind. It truly is, for nearly every person I've ever spoken to in my last 40 years of teaching both health and physical education, physical activity, from the over 40,000 lessons I've delivered in every one of those years combined, and I estimate I've had about 5 million conversations about those two topics, so I'm obsessed with health and physical activity. Of all of the health adaptations that I've ever spoken about under this genre that I've created, the new science of physical health, I can't find anyone outside of my field of professional study, and even a lot of people who are inside this field of my area of education. So not the exercise physiologists, not the doctors, those people understand this health adaptation. They're the ones that I learned it from. But the people who are in my field of teaching, I can't find hardly anyone who's ever heard of this health adaptation. So it is, how does raising your CRF score help create new blood vessels and larger blood vessels to drive down your clinical risk from heart attack and stroke? Now, if you followed my series about our program called The Perfect Health Lesson, which as I record this episode, this lesson, that is getting much closer to being released. We have just a whole suite of tools from a free web class called The Perfect Health Lesson coming out soon that features a whole lot of the doctors that I've worked with over the past decade. It has a book, a printed book coming out, an e-version of the book, and a audio program associated with the book. And then it has an online classroom called The Perfect Health Lesson. Then it has some software to track the core component of The Perfect Health Lesson. So the health adaptations that I'm talking about today are all related to what you'll find inside The Perfect Health Lesson. So that Perfect Health Lesson is going to be released somewhere around the middle of the year. The free web class that will introduce you to the Perfect Health Lesson, that will be released as I record this. It's now March of 2024, so depending on when you're listening to this, but that will be released somewhere around April or May, that will roll out the Perfect Health Lesson free web class. It's a one-hour program. I'm really excited about the development of that, and it's under development right now. But today we're talking about two molecular and physiological health adaptations that happen to 100% of people who use what's inside the Perfect Health Lesson. So here are the names, that there's medical names for these two health adaptations, which are really, they're both caused by the same thing, and they're very close to being the same, very similar. So one of them is a word that I'm almost certain you've never heard of, unless you're in the field of medical research or medical health. One is called exercise-induced arteriogenesis and exercise-induced angiogenesis. Now, what they are vital processes that contribute to the health of your cardiovascular system, your heart, your lungs, your blood vessel network, and the transport of oxygen molecules that you draw in from the air. They play a massive role, I would call a gargantuan role, I love that word, gargantuan, in reducing the risk of the number one cause of sickness, disease, and sudden death, and death worldwide, heart attacks and strokes. If you listen to our program, you'll know you already know that. But if this is the first time you've picked up one of our lessons, that's the number one killer. About 19 million people a year worldwide. Second place, largest cause of disease, sickness, and death are cancer events. And that's about 8 million, 9 million people a year. So it's heart attacks and strokes by far and away as you move through each decade, from your 20s to your 30s, where you're developing precursors, conditions. You're almost certainly developing precursor conditions, precursor structure of your system that can lead to, a heart attack or stroke. So a heart attack or a stroke is not a sudden event. It's a long-term event. But what most people think is, oh, that long-termness must start in your 40s or your 50s, like where I am right now, my late 50s. But the reality is all of the things that lead up to this so-called sudden heart attack and stroke, they actually start kicking off pathologically, is what we call it, back in your 20s. That's hard for people to understand. But what you can do, no matter what segment of the decade profile you're in, so it doesn't matter whether you're in your 20s listening to this, in your 30s, in your 40s, your 50s like me, older than me, 60s or 70s, what I'm about to describe to you, the positive molecular and physiological health adaptations of arteriogenesis and angiogenesis, I'll tell you what they are in just a second. No matter what decade you're in, you can cause these to happen if you use the core component of the perfect health lesson. Now, there's a link inside where you're listening to this program, inside the show notes, we call it, to the website that tells you what the perfect health lesson is. There is a core feature, core component of the perfect health lesson. It's one lesson, and inside that one lesson is the core component. When you use that core component in your life, like I do, you will 100% of users of the perfect health lesson will get these two things to happen to them, arteriogenesis and angiogenesis, that will drive down your risk of heart attacks and strokes, the number one cause of death worldwide. So let's go through what they are. Arteriogenesis, the remodeling or enlargement of pre-existing collateral arteries or arterioles. They're small arteries in response to increased blood flow demand. So the process occurs when existing collateral vessels, that's small arteries, expand from physical activity, the correct dose of physical activity. What's that? I'll teach you inside this 1 hour perfect health lesson. Go to the link in the show notes. So the process occurs when existing collateral vessels expand and develop from the correct dose of physical activity into larger arteries. That, and what that can do is help bypass blocked or narrowed vessels that happen as a result of aging. I'm not talking about old aging. If you're 35 years old listening to this, thinking that blocked or narrow blood vessels happen when you're 58 like I am, no, it actually starts back in your 20s and 30s. I know that's hard for people to comprehend, but we know that that's the reality from not medical research, but the way they found that out is people that have died who are in their 20s from things like car accidents or maybe cancer events or other sudden reasons, those people have been found to have blocked or narrow blood vessels in their 20s. But you don't feel the pain of it or the impact of it until maybe in your 40s or your 50s, sometimes early, but usually 40s, 50s and beyond. Arteriogenesis helps to improve blood flow to your tissues and organs, particularly during times of increased oxygen demand, such as during physical activity, walking up a hill, digging in the garden, walking up some steps, whatever the physical activity is, planned exercise and unplanned exercise. The mechanisms involved in arteriogenesis include the release of various growth factors in your blood vessels and something called cytokines, which promote the remodeling and enlargement of these collateral vessels. So just to get you clear here, there's a biomarker inside the perfect health lesson that we go into detail about called your CRF score. You've got one, I've got one, every human being's got one. The lower, I'm not going through it in detail here. The lower your CRF score, the poorer your health adaptations are. The more that you drive up your CRF score, which is not based on skill or talent or genetics, it's only based on consistency of the correct dose of physical activity, which we teach you inside the perfect health lesson. The more you drive up your CRF score, the more arteriogenesis you get happening, the improving the remodeling of enlargement of collateral vessels. I guarantee almost every person walking the planet has begun to develop narrowed blood vessels and may end up developing totally blocked blood vessels. But you might feel it when you're my age, but it beginning back in the pathology of it begins in your 20s and 30s. But if you develop arteriogenesis, this remodeling of an or enlargement of pre-existing collateral arterioles or small arteries, you then don't have a problem as much because you've developed a enlargement of them. So angiogenesis, on the other hand, is the formation of brand new blood vessels from existing ones. This is, I found this the first time I ever heard about this, adaptation from using the correct dose of physical activity. And we've got a software that allows you to track that for yourself, that is one-to-one coaching. This process involved, I couldn't believe it when I found out the first time, that it actually develops new blood vessels. I go, you sure that's right? It's called angiogenesis. And I've talked to some professors and PhDs about it. This process involves the proliferation, migration, and differentiation of something called endothelial cells on the inside of your blood vessels to form new capillaries and new small blood vessels. Angiogenesis occurs in response to hypoxia, low oxygen levels, or increased metabolic demand, such as during the correct dose of physical activity. What is that? Find out inside the Perfect Health lesson, the link's in the show notes. It is mediated by several growth factors, including vascular endothelial growth factor, which is capital VEGF, and fibroblast growth factor, FGF. They stimulate endothelial cell proliferation. These are cells inside your arterial walls, and they create the formation of new blood vessels. So both arteriogenesis and angiogenesis are essential for maintaining healthy blood flow and oxygen delivery to tissues and organs, including heart and brain. And here's why they are powerful. I'm going to walk you through why they're so powerful at lowering your risk of heart attacks and strokes. I want you to think about this, what I said at the top of this lesson. The number one cause of sickness, disease, and sudden death are heart attacks and strokes and forms of blood vessel cardiovascular disease, particularly atherosclerosis, which we talked about in another health adaptation lesson. The problem is that you get, and what causes this and drives it, is a narrowing of the blood vessels, a stiffening of the blood vessels, so a decreasing in their over the decades of their elasticity, and also less oxygen supply. That's what ends up causing a heart attack or stroke. It's not sudden. It's sudden to the person who has it because it comes out of nowhere. The reality is the pathology of all these things have happened for years. If you do not have to use the Perfect Health lesson and the core medical principle inside it, called your CRF score, if you don't learn about that and then learn how to track it and drive it up, you won't get angiogenesis and you won't get arteriogenesis happening. So how does it actually lower heart attacks and strokes? Here's a couple of, I'm going to go through now quickly about four or five different things. Number one, it creates improved blood flow. So arteriogenesis and angiogenesis help to increase the number and size of blood vessels, enhancing blood flow to the tissues and organs. It makes it harder to have a heart attack. This improved circulation ensures that vital organs, such as your heart and your brain, receive a constant adequate supply of oxygen and nutrients, reducing the risk of tissue damage and dysfunction. So you don't get necrosis of part of the heart. Necrosis means death. So you don't get part of your heart dying off. Number two, you get enhanced oxygen delivery. By increasing the number of blood vessels and capillaries, arteriogenesis and angiogenesis improves oxygen delivery to tissues, especially during times of high demand. Like I said before, walking upstairs, digging in the garden, walking to the bus stop, running to the bus stop, train station. Adequate oxygen supply is crucial for the optimal function of your cells and also organs like your heart and brain. Reduces the risk of ischemic events such as heart attacks and strokes. I go into more detail inside the Perfect Health lesson and our Perfect Health lesson classroom, which is an online tool, about what ischemic events are. I won't do that so much here. You get collateral circulation. Number three, arteriogenesis plays this critical role in establishing collateral circulation that provides an alternate route for blood flow in case you do have a pre-existing blood vessel blockage or what's called an occlusion. So say you've got to my age and you decide, right, I need to get some arteriogenesis and angiogenesis health adaptations happening in my body. My doctor's cleared me for the physical activity, but I've already got some blockages in my, because that happens to millions and millions of people, tens of millions of people all over the world in every single country as a result of just going through the decades and living. So you get these blockages and you go, well, I need to create some arteriogenesis so that I can get a collateral circulation. It can help maintain your blood flow to vital organs during episodes of ischemia or reduce blood supply, reducing the risk of tissue damage and complications. Essentially, you're building your own bypass system. That is phenomenal. That actually happens. Arteriogenesis actually happens as a result of the correct dose of physical activity, tracking your CRF score and raising your CRF score over time. All right, let's talk about the last one, number four in this series of health adaptations that are specifically related to angiogenesis and arteriogenesis. Like I said, I find it phenomenal that, because number four, this is what it's called. This is the title of it. And I find even this, the phrase that's associated with this title, fascinating. It's called vascular remodeling. So the correct dose of physical activity. Remember, we talk about that inside the Perfect Health Lesson, the framework, this one-page diagram, which has turned into a book and a classroom, and there's a web class that goes with it, a free web class coming out. As I record this, the web class is under development right now. I've got some very, very cool special guest professors that are going to be a part of that web class, and they're coming in from overseas into Australia, and I'm so excited. I won't talk about who they are, but it's going to be revealed inside the web class. So vascular remodeling, when you get the correct dose of physical activity, it induces arteriogenesis and angiogenesis, and it promotes the remodeling and enlargement of blood vessels and improves something called their structural integrity and their function. This vascular remodeling, what it does is it enhances the resilience of blood vessels against damage and reduces the risk of this chronic disease in literally hundreds and hundreds of millions of people across the planet. In every country you go to, in every adult listening to this, even if you're in the first decade of your adult years, between the ages of 18 and 28, you have begun to develop atherosclerosis, which is damage to the lining of the blood vessels. So getting vascular remodeling, a changing in the structure and the an improvement in the structure and the integrity of your blood vessels, it decreases atherosclerosis risk, thrombosis risk, that's the chances of a blockage, and other forms of cardiovascular disease related to that. So that's what vascular remodeling does. So overall, let's just kind of summarize this and pull this together here so we can wrap this episode up. Exercise-induced arteriogenesis and angiogenesis contribute to the maintenance of somewhat a healthy cardiovascular system by promoting optimal blood flow, improved oxygen delivery, and something called tissue perfusion, meaning the way in which oxygen moves across the tissues in terms of your cell structure. These processes, these combined, play this crucial role, a physical structural role in lowering the risk of heart attacks and strokes by improving vascular health and enhancing this idea of, not idea, it's not just an idea, it's an actual thing that happens called collateral circulation and reducing the impact of ischemic events on vital organs. The people that suffer a sudden cardiovascular event, I've even mentioned this earlier in this episode, like my father, 46 years of age, on November the 1st of 1989, wakes up that day, that afternoon at 3 o'clock in the country town that they lived, my mother and father lived in here in Australia. They had booked an appointment for buying a new house. So they're continuing to plan their life at 46 years of age, 12 years younger than what I am as I record this right now, planning their life. At 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'd finished looking at this house. And out of nowhere, my father, standing next to my mother and the real estate agent, my father drops to the ground out of nowhere, seemingly, to my mother and to the real estate agent. They're obviously screaming and panicking. My mother was. I wasn't there, but that's what she relayed to me. And they called an ambulance. Ambulance came, could not revive him. He passed away on the spot at 46 years of age from a combination of atherosclerosis and an ischemic cardiovascular event, a sudden massive heart attack. That happens because people don't, my father, one of them, and millions of people since then. And this is why I create this education platform, the genre of the new science of physical health. They don't know that your body has the capacity to create the health adaptations I'm talking about in this series. They don't know that arteriogenesis and angiogenesis are a thing. That lack of knowledge leads you down a pathway where you create the opposite effect. You create atherosclerosis, a terribly dangerous chronic condition. Most adults have got it, most. But you can simply put yourself in a much stronger position by creating these two health adaptations I've talked about here today. That's just two in this one episode, arterio and angiogenesis, which I've defined here. There's so much more that I am going to share with you about the reasons that I've built the perfect health lesson. And the reality is, I want your body to create these health adaptations, or the people that you love, or the people that you're responsible for, say in the workplace. Because there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that has the structural and functional impact of lowering your risk compared to creating these health adaptations. And how do you do it? The correct dose of physical activity. What's that measured by? Raising this thing called your CRF score, this medical biometric that virtually no one in the general community has ever heard about. And it's not talked about. And that's what my objective is, and my mission is to get that into the modern education lexicon. It has to be. Because there's no medical intervention that's as powerful as what I've just spoken about. Because you can cut it off at the pass long before you get to that position. You can cut it off. That's what I'm talking about. All right, everybody, more health adaptations for you to discover by using what I've developed, one framework, one diagram, the perfect health lesson. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of the new science of physical health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024, called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.